If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." I won't stop there and say hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If we didn't know nothing else tonight and we just knew that for a certainty, we could, of all people, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. For the blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus, that He's gone to prepare us a place special for me and you. But He goes on and says, "For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." Glory to God. Now, he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted in Him. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, and I'll try to not be long, on this thought, what lies ahead. Have you ever stopped and thought as a child of God what lies ahead for you? And if we could stop sometimes, amen, from our busy life, and I believe sometimes we get too busy. We're way too busy if we don't have time for God. But sometimes in our life, I believe we ought to just stop and meditate upon what's ahead. What lies ahead for me and you? Hey, I don't see how we can prepare. I don't see how we can make preparations for this life, amen, till we know what lies ahead for me and you. Hey, amen, we got to make preparations. We have to plan. We have to plan on where we're going to live, what we're going to eat, where we're going to work, things we're going to do, where we're going to go to school. Hey, amen, there's a lot of things that we have to plan for. But amen, we need to stop and think about what lies ahead for me and you. Amen, there's a marvelous thing that lies ahead for a child of God. Now here we see in the Scriptures, Paul's talking about a thing that we all dread. Amen, we dread death. Amen, we don't like death. Nobody likes to talk about death. But one of these days, praise God, if the Lord tarries, He's coming. Amen, one of these days, we're going to go by the grave. One of these days, they're going to put us in a box, bring us before a church or in a funeral home. They're going to say a few words of us, and they're going to plant us out in a cemetery. That's just facts, you see. That's what's going to happen. Amen? But we can rejoice tonight in knowing that there's life past that. I'm talking about what's ahead, even ahead of the grave. I mean, I want to say for a child of God tonight, we have victory in Jesus. And Paul says here to the Corinthians, he said, hey, you don't have to stop with that resting place in under the sod somewhere. He said, we have that blessed hope. And he says, what we need is a strong desire, an urgent desire, praise God. I mean, a strong desire for the glorious things of heaven, a desire so strong that it burdens our soul. Amen. I know about a strong desire for the things that's ahead. I mean, focusing, amen, and taking the focus off ourselves and putting it on the Lord. Realizing, praise God, there's a glorious day ahead for a child of the King.
Amen.
Amen. We've got a magnificent opportunity today just to get in, praise God, on the ground floor of something that's so magnificent. Paul got a little glimpse of it, praise God, and couldn't even tell you about it. It was so magnificent. We've got that same opportunity to long and desire for that place that He's put. If we get so burdened, praise God, that we desire it, that it becomes a burden, praise God, that for us to get to heaven and see what God's got for us. Amen. I'm talking to a point of a burden. If we had a burden for that, praise God, we'd have a burden for the loved ones that's lost in this old world. Amen. But to heaven ought to have an attraction to us. There ought to be an attraction. Heaven ought to be attractive to a child of God. Amen. It's a bright place. You ever thought about it? It's a magnificent place. It's a deathless place. Amen. Heaven, hey, there ain't going to be no death in heaven. There's not going to be no dying in heaven, praise God. Amen. You'll never have to worry about that again. We ought to meditate upon these things. Amen. It changes from the inside out if we realize, praise God, that there's a better place prepared. amen, a beautiful place, a place of splendor tonight. I got to thinking on that. Praise God. We of all men most blessed today because we've got a blessed hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not only a bright place and a deathless place, but it's a place that's full of life. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, be life in abundance in heaven. We think we live here, praise God. We don't even know what life is compared to what life's going to be when we get over yonder. Hey, glory to God. Well, it's going to be life, praise God. It's something, it's so magnificent we can't even comprehend. Our minds, Bible says, can't even comprehend what heaven's going to be like. Glory to God. It's going to be a magnificent place. But when it comes that this old life and a burden of heaven and a burden of desire for heaven becomes a load, it's an intolerable burden to us. You say, preacher, well, going to heaven shouldn't be a burden. It should be a burden. Amen. Knowing, praise God, where we stand, knowing where we live, how we react, praise God, and making our call and election sure because of the glory of God. Because He's what done for us. It ought to be a burden. If we realize, praise God, where we are. Amen. This old place that we're living in is just a place of death. That's all that's around us. You realize this old earth that we live in, praise God, it's just a massive cemetery. Amen. Don't feel so comfortable here now, do you? It's just a great big cemetery. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's just full of death and decay. Everywhere we look, it's death and decay. You say, well, preacher, they's living things. Yeah, but they're dying. Yeah. Amen? Death and decay is all around us, praise God. Everywhere that you look. And to long to stay here, praise God, is to long to stay and live in a graveyard. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. How many of you like to live in a graveyard? That's what I'm saying. Amen. Hey, one thing about it, your neighbors don't bother you much. Amen. Hey, I've got a graveyard, a little graveyard cemetery right there beside the house, and Mr. and Ms. Grindstaff and that little old baby, it's out there. They never bother me. Amen. They good neighbors. Hey, I mow around them, mow over them, praise God, and they never say a word, never complain. But to get bogged down in this old world, praise God, and not long for heaven, it's the desire to live in a cemetery. A place of death and decay. A place where there's no life. Amen. You say, well, we have life. We don't have the life, praise God, that we're going to have. But if we get hooked up in the Lord. See, everything around us today is breathless. Amen. It's dying. It just breathes death. Amen. Everything around is just breathing death. Death everywhere you look. You hear it on the news. I mean, hey, we're living in a world, an internet world, praise God, where everything's right now. It's right in your face. I don't like it. Amen. I told you it's a mess because it causes a lot of confusion. Because men are by nature, I tell you, we're problem solvers. And when we get to trying to solve the whole world's problems, praise God, it puts too much of a load on us. But you know what? If we get rid of that load, praise God, cut that mess off and just get a burden for heaven, praise God, ain't no telling what God do for our souls. Amen. He'd lift us up, praise God. He'd give us new desires. He'd give us an unction, a go yonder unction for the glory of God. A desire to get out of the death and decay. Amen. I'm talking about what lies ahead in heaven. The things that we have to look forward to. Praise God. Amen. It's kind of like a fountain springing up. Look at verse 4. It says, for we that are in this tabernacle. Now he's done talked about where we've been. He's done talked about this old body in which we live in. He said, if it were dissolved and we have a building of God, an house that's not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, I don't know about you, praise God. That's the one I long for. Yeah. Amen. That's the one I'm looking for. Praise God, I'm just pilgrim passing through. You're just a pilgrim passing through on a journey. And journey called life, praise God, it's going to end one of these days, whether by the grave or by the rapture, praise God, and we're going to go out of here. If we're saved. If we're not, we're going to be left behind, praise God. And you think death in the case here now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. Amen. But he says, hey, but Paul says, hey, he said in verse 2, he says, for in this we groan. He's talking about this body in which we live. We groan in it. Amen? Not because of he's not talking about the hardships and the things we go through, but he's talking about that burden that we ought to have, praise God, for our soul. That burden we ought to have for heaven, that desire, that urgent desire, amen, to be with the Lord. Amen? He said, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen. He said, we want to step into home. Praise God. Amen. One of these days we will. We'll step out of this body and step into home. Praise God. He said, if so being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. He said, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Amen. He's talking about that burden we have, that strong, urgent desire for heaven. That's a desire for life. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I desire the life that the Lord has promised me. I desire that life, that eternal life, praise God, He's promised me. So in order to get that, praise God, I can't get bogged down in the one I'm living now. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we shouldn't be satisfied where we are. Amen. We should have an urgent desire and a burden, praise God, to go a little further. Amen. To get a little closer day by day. Amen. To get in a relationship, praise God, with the God of glory. Hey, get to know the one, praise God, that's going to be taking care of us till we get there, and we're going to see in a day or two. Amen. Amen. If we miss out on that, praise God, we've missed the whole book. Amen. But when we have that urgent desire, see here, death, it reigns. It's supreme, right? Death reigns. It imprisons. It holds us in its bondage. Not only does it reign and imprison, but it ruins. Death ruins lives. Death ruins things. Death destroys things, everything around. That's what death does. Amen. It just destroys and tears down. Death has never brought nothing up. It's never built up. It's never encouraged nothing. That's just what it does. Amen. That's here. But over there, over in heaven, life reigns. Life reigns supreme in heaven. Amen. It's a magnificent emphasis, praise God, that's put on life over there. And it's life eternal, praise God. I'm talking about life that don't decay, life that don't go away, praise God. Life that can't be destroyed, praise God, it lives on forever. Amen. Now I'm talking about what lies ahead for a child of God. I'm talking about what lies over there. But we got to be patient, praise God, waiting for that eternal life. In patience, Brother Kevin, we're waiting, glory to God, looking, being burdened, praise God, for that prize at the end of the way. Not settling, praise God, for second best. I'm afraid the world that we live in, that we get burned down, and we're apt to settle for second best. Getting caught up in the here and now and say, well, you know, this is good enough. I want to say, praise God, not for me. It's not good enough. Amen. Hey, ain't nothing going to satisfy me, praise God, but the burden I got in my soul to see my Lord Jesus. Amen. The one who died for me, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. And it don't matter about what the world has to offer. Praise God, there's something better ahead. Amen. Amen. Something far better than what the world has. He said, prize, Paul was talking about. He said, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon. That mortality might be swallowed up. Here it is, of life. That life, praise God, that He would give us. The life that He has for us. But we just patiently wait for. Amen? But we do it because we're sick of the death. You ever just get sick to death? Sick of death? Amen? You don't get used to death. Amen? I hope we never get used to death. Hope we never get used to die. Amen. Because, that's an end result for a lot of folks. End of opportunities. But praise be to God, at the end of that, glory to God, if you're a child of God, you've got a blessed hope, and we know what lies ahead. Amen. Praise God, we can take them down to the cemetery, praise God, and we can plant that hope chest, knowing glory be to God that they're in the presence of the Lord. And one of these days that body will be resurrected, praise God, in the likeness of the Lord, and they'll be brought together, glory be God, forevermore. Amen. We have that blessed hope today in the Lord. So our desire ought to be for heaven. The desire for heaven is a desire for life. Amen. Not a desire for this world. This world's dying. It's full of decay. But a desire for heaven is a desire for life. And that life is that eternal life that he's talking about, that Paul's talking about. He said that mortality, praise God, would be swallowed up in life. That life would be manifest, praise God, in us. That we had realized, praise God, that we're not of this world. We're not of ourselves. But praise God, we're of another land. Amen. Amen. Well, if we could ever get hooked up enough to realize, praise God, that this is not our home, praise the Lord, and we're passing through, amen, praise, hey, we could shout all the way to the house. Amen. It'd be different in our hearts if we could realize what God has in store for us. Amen. In this journey. Now Paul goes on in verse 5 and he says, now listen. He said, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God. He said, hey, listen, when we get hooked up and we get in our direction, our focus lined out, he said, let's just realize who our focuser is. Amen. He's the one that's got the camera. He's the one that can bring it into focus. He's the one that can show us the way. He's the one that can give us the help. Praise God. He can want to help us to see what lies ahead for a child of God. See, the lost people in this world, hey, listen, they don't even have a clue of what we're talking about. Much less a vision of what they can have. I thank God he paints us a picture and he says, hey, listen, this is what you can have. Amen. Amen. It's not a mystery, praise God, that we can't know what's in store for us, what lies ahead. God paints us a pretty vivid picture and shows us, amen. Talking about living and longing for heaven. Praise the Lord. That's what life is. That's what true life is. That's what eternal life is. It's living and longing for heaven. He said, knowing that he hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. He said, praise God, there's something that's moved in us. It's just like a cheerleader. Holy Ghost of God, he's inside you. And he's just saying, go on. Just push a little farther. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about that. Let that go. God's got it. Hey, praise God, just keep pressing on for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Have you ever gotten a situation, praise God, and seemed just like it was a dismal place, and praise God, the Holy Ghost of God just come home. He said, hey, don't worry about that. Just press on. Amen. All of a sudden, there's something down inside you say, be all right. Amen. And you just pressed a little farther, praise God. And the next thing you know, dark valley, trial that you was going through, praise God, it was behind you, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, it's the earnest of the Spirit. He said, he gives you what you need. He encourages you a long way. He's your cheerleader. He's your coach. Amen. Amen. Get the most out of you. Help you. My wife and Miss Allison, they're going to the LaFit classes. Amen. They're exercising, beefing up. Amen. Ask them to see their muscles. I mean, my wife's she's toning up. I'm getting worried. See, she asked me to marry, and I said I would because she done broke my nose once. Amen. She's getting beefed back up. I'm getting scared. Amen. But she's getting, why? Because she's going to where somebody gets together. Amen. And somebody coaches her along. He pushes her a little bit. He says, hey, listen, you know what? It may be tough, but praise God, you just press on. It'll be all right, and you'll be a better person when you get finished. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit. That's what the Holy Ghost of God, the earnest of the Spirit, praise God, has been given to us. And His earnest desire is to help us finish well. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about what lies ahead, praise God. There's a finish line for a child of God. Amen. A finish line. Hey, we don't have to worry, Brother Aaron, about finishing in this old world, praise God. I want to finish well for God. Amen. I tell you what we need to do, church. Now, you hear me well. These young couples like Chrissy and Aaron and Amanda and Gregory and Samantha and Brian, hey, we need to pray for them. Tiffany and Justin, we need to pray for them. Amen. That God will undergird them. God will help them, praise God. Because it's not easy in this world. But praise God, I know God can.
Amen.
Amen. He can come alongside them. He can help them, praise God, to stay together and make it work. As long as they don't give up on God. Till you get away from God. Amen. The devil will tear you apart. He'll tear your home. He'll tear your life asunder. Amen. He will. Listen to me. You don't stand a chance outside of the Lord. But God will help you if you let Him. He said He gives us that earnest desire. That earnest help of the Spirit, praise God. To do what we need to do. I'm talking about living in the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, groaning for heaven, it isn't natural. That burden for heaven, that desire, hey, it's not a natural thing. You realize that? It's not natural to have a desire for heaven. Because this old flesh that we live, praise God, it wants everything but that. All of our fleshly desires, our body wants to chase after. So we have, Paul says, we got to bring these bodies into subjection. We got to mortify, put to death the deeds of the flesh. And we got to seek that godliness. Amen. And pull away from the worldliness. Seek a different direction. Amen. How do we do it? We do it through the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Spirit of God, He makes us change, those changes in. He fashions us, praise God, in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He's talking about here in verse 5. He said, now that He hath wrought in us the same thing is God, who also hath given unto us. It comes from the Lord, the earnest of the Spirit, to manufacture us and to praise God, to make us and mold us into the likeness and the image of God. If you're trying to do it, if we're trying to do it by ourselves, we're going to fail. But there's a God of glory, praise God, said He'd come alongside us and He'd help us along the way. He'd not only do that, He'd show us the way.
Amen.
Because He is the way. That's who He is. Bless His holy name. If we just get in, be part of it. See, God is the one that puts heavenly desires in us. I was thinking on that as I was reading it. God's the one, praise God. He gives us the earnest spirit. He's the one that puts the heavenly desires in a child of God. It's not there naturally. There's a lot of things, praise God, that we don't have naturally. But God gives us heavenly desires. Amen. I didn't know nothing about what heaven was. But I knew at an early age, praise God, a little old toe-headed boy, that I didn't want to go to hell. Hell was an awful place. My papa painted me a picture, hung me out over hell one Sunday morning, and showed me it is an awful place. A place of torment where our worm dieth not, and the fire's not quenched. Amen. The heat of fire, praise God, was upon me. I could feel it. But praise God, I'm glad God said, you don't have to go there. Said, I've gone to prepare you a place for a prepared people. So God began to put those heavenly desires in me. I didn't want to go to hell, praise God. I wanted to go to heaven. I didn't know much about it, but praise God, I knew it was a whole lot better place than hell. Amen? God, Kevin, I don't know a whole lot about heaven, but I know it's a whole lot better place than hell. I ain't going to spend eternity in hell, praise God. I'm going to spend eternity in heaven. I made my call election. Sure, I know where I'm going tonight. Praise God. Because I don't want to partake in that the devil's got for me. I'm going to partake in that God's put in me. That strong desire. See, God works grace in our hearts. That's what He does. Paul said it's grace that He works in our hearts to point us in the right direction. It's that grace that He puts in our heart to have faith, to believe, praise God, that there is a God. Amen. It tickled me. I was thinking about this part here think about that grace of God, how He gives us faith to believe, praise God. And it brings my mind, every time I think about the grace of God and it's saying that there is a God, I think about Mamaw. And one day we was sitting up there, me and her, and we was talking about something, and I don't know, just all of a sudden, she just looked out, she wiped her mouth with her little tissue like she did her handkerchief. And she pointed her little finger out the window and she says, how can anybody look at all that and say that there's no God? Amen. How can you look around, praise God, and say that there's no God? I'm saying there's a great big God this evening. Praise God, that loves us, everyone. Amen. Cares for us, praise God. And He sends down His grace and gives us a desire, an urgent desire, a burdensome desire, praise God, for the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's a burden. Heaven is a burden on my heart. I want to see everybody, praise God, in heaven. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. I want to see them saved. I want to see them, praise God. And so God taught, He does through His grace. He puts a desire for heaven in our heart. You say, well, preacher, I just don't have no desire for heaven. Then you don't have Jesus in your heart. Amen. You get saved, praise God. God changes desire. He'll put a desire for heaven in your heart. He gives us that desire. Not only does He give us desire, but He puts a spirit in there to lead us in the right direction. That spirit that He gives us, praise God, to help our hearts. Amen. It's what gives us the confidence that we need to proceed on for the glory of God. Amen. We need to be confident tonight, praise God, in the one that we serve. If we don't have confidence in who we serve, praise God, if we don't believe that God is God and He's the God of the universe and He's our God, and He can protect us, He can keep us, praise God, and deliver us safe on yonder shore. Amen. If we don't realize that, then we don't know what's ahead. Amen. We're not confident in what lies ahead. But Paul says that we can be confident. He tells the Corinthians, verse 6, he said, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. He said, we have confidence because we know it's true. As long as we're in these old bodies, we're absent from the Lord. We're not in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I agree with that, don't you? As long as we're in this old temple of clay, this tabernacle of clay. But notice what he says. In verse 7, he said, for we walk by faith and not by sight. But now notice verse 8, he said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. He said, we're absent. He said, in our human body, praise God, he brings our memory to life. Amen. Helps us to remember, praise God, what God done for us. And he brings us out of our life into a glorious new life in Christ Jesus. And he begins to show us what lies ahead. We begin to see for the first time. You remember when the Holy Ghost of God dealt your heart and he showed you, praise God, he began to reveal heaven to you for the first time. Amen. You may have been young. Hey, most of us, God done that for us before we was ever saved. Amen. He gave us just a little peek of heaven. Some old preacher's talking about hell and he's talking about heaven. And praise God, you got to see both of them. You know why God does? So you can make an informed decision. Amen. God's a gentleman. He'll show you your alternatives. Amen. Let you make the choice. And praise God, I don't know about you, but I want what lies ahead in heaven. I don't want what lies ahead in hell. Praise God, I'm looking for that glorious city he's going to prepare. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, he moves on us and God puts a desire to spirit in our heart. And it keeps the memory of heaven alive in me and you. I mean, the memory, the thought of heaven is more alive in my heart now than it's ever been. Amen. I think on heaven quite often. Amen. And you go through trials and tribulations, praise God, you'll think about heaven more and more. And I never thought about it, but the older you get, seems like the more I think about heaven. Amen. Amen. The older I get, the more I think about heaven. Praise God, because all I'm seeing down here is death and decay and hardships. But praise God, there's a glorious city that's prepared. And I'm looking ahead, praise God, and kind of desirous, amen, at that glorious place that's prepared for me. For me. Amen. God has prepared a place for me. I can't wait to see it. Hey, listen, it's kind of like getting a new home. Amen. Hey, if somebody told you, say, well, Rex Hoagland said, we love you, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to build you a mansion on a hill. Amen. And it's already underway. It's already in the building. It's being prepared right now. Amen. And you know what, Brother Rex said? Well, said, I ain't interested in that. You know, if you get it, Bill, call me and I'll come look at it. No, he'd be chomping at the bit. He'd be excited. I'm getting a mansion on the hill, praise God. I can't wait to see it. Amen. That Paul said we ought to have a burden in our heart, praise God, a desire, an urgent, a desire to see that place that's prepared. Amen. To see it for ourselves. See, the Holy Spirit of God keeps us in mind of what's ahead. Amen. Not only does it keep us in mind of what head, it keeps our hands busy working, praise God, towards that. That we can show somebody else that there's some hope at the end of the tunnel. That light, praise God, that's shining at the end of that tunnel, praise God, is for them. Amen. It keeps them to have that desire to look ahead and see, praise God, that things will get better after a while. Amen. Because we have that blessed hope. Amen. Why does he do this? Because of those that's perishing. Amen. Listen to what he says in verse 8. He said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. See, what it does, it helps us see that all these things here are just temporal things. Everything that we have around us is temporal. It's all going to pass away. Amen. There ain't nothing here. Hey, listen, there ain't nothing on this earth that we live that's permanent. I hate to bust your bubble. There ain't nothing here permanent. You know that nice fine mansion they build you on that hill? Praise God. Hey, it ain't permanent. 10 years, and you can ask Brother Mike, he's a builder. After about 10 years, praise God, nature will take that thing back over. Amen. There's nothing that lasts forever here. Everything we have here is temporal. He said we need to realize, praise God, that there's a place past the temporal. He said there's a place settled in the heavens. In verse 9 he says, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. See, that's our ultimate goal. What lies ahead is just being accepted with Him. I never want to stand before Him. He say, depart from me, I never knew you. But I don't have to worry about that because I know that I've accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. I have that blessed assurance, amen, that place that He's prepared for me. See, I know what's ahead for me, amen. He's going to prepare me a place. I can't wait to see it. He said, in the Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. I believe what Jesus has prepared for me and you is far greater in splendor than those mansions. Amen. Hey, the Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it wasn't so, He told you. But He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. A special place. He said, that's the Father's house. But He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. A special place. And praise God, I don't know about you, but I'm looking ahead. I'm desiring that place He's prepared for me. That glorious place, that most place of most splendor that's just right over yonder. Amen. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? But can you imagine what it's going to be like tonight if you die and go to hell lost without God? What's going to be like tonight if you pass out of here and you never accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You say, well, preacher, how do I know? Because He'll make a change in you when you get saved. If you get saved, praise God, there'll be a difference take place in you that's out of this world, literally. Amen. You'll come to a different life. You'll come to a different understanding. See, a lot of times I hear people say, well, you know what, preacher? Me and God's got an understanding. Yeah, something they need to understand is God don't make no deals. Amen. God is God and He's always going to be God. And we need to look, praise God, for what He's got ahead for us. Because He's got a magnificent plan. And He's the author and finisher of that plan. Amen. And we've got a place prepared for those that's prepared to go to be in that place. The Lord said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, if this tabernacle of clay was dissolved, go away. He said, you know what? Paul says, I ain't worried about it at all. In the far that part, he said, I ain't worried about this tabernacle if it's dissolved away today. He said, I've got a building, praise God, that's not made with hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. He never settled down. He moved around. He was just a vagabond in this land. But he kept moving around because he didn't settle for second best. Listen, what I want to say, young is not, don't settle for second best. Amen. We need to look for what's ahead for a child of God, a child of the King, looking for that glorious place in heaven. Amen. Heaven, how sweet the sound. Just to say that precious word, heaven, where the Lord is and where we come to our final reward. Amen. Heaven will be our home. Praise God, throughout all eternity, be in the presence of the Lord. What about you tonight? Are you saved? Are you ready for that place? What's ahead for you tonight? What's ahead for you? You have to ask yourself that question. I can't answer it for you. But God knows your heart tonight. And He knows what He can do for you. What lies ahead for you tonight?